For God so loved the world.
For sådan elskede Gud verden.
That he gave his one and only son.
At han gav sin eneste søn.
That whoever believes in him shall not perish.
At hvem der tror på ham ikke skal fortabes.
But have eternal life.
Men have evigt liv.
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world.
For Gud sendte ikke sin søn ind i verden for at dømme verden.
But to save the world through him.
Ikke for at fordømme verden, men at frelse verden ved ham.
Let us pray.
Lad os bede.
Heavenly Father, we are deeply grateful for teaching us about your love.
Himmelske Far, vi er dig dybt taknemmelige for at du lærer os om din kærlighed.
We are deeply grateful for our baptism where we have received a new life.
Vi er dig dybt taknemmelige for dåben, hvor vi modtog det nye liv.
We are deeply grateful for the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
Vi er dybt taknemmelige for løftet om det evige liv i Jesus Kristus.
And we are deeply grateful as we walk in the world that we are not alone, you are with us.
Og vi er dybt taknemmelige for, at vi, når vi vandrer i verden, ikke er alene. Du er med os.
Make our faith stronger and stronger.
Gør vores tro stadig stærkere.
Help us to fight sin and all those things that walk us away from you.
Hjælp os at kæmpe mod synden og alle de ting, der vil drage os væk fra dig.
And may you pour the joy of salvation into our daily lives.
Og vil du hælde frelsens glæde ud over vores daglige liv.
So that we always live in hope.
Så at vi altid lever i håb.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
I Jesu navn, amen.
Dr. Martin Luther called this verse the gospel and in a nutshell.
Dr. Martin Luther kaldte dette vers evangeliet i en nøddeskal.
Everything you need to know about your eternal salvation is in this verse.
Alt du skal vide om din evige frelse er indeholdt i dette vers.
Today we want to explore this verse and to ask in which way the Lord is talking to me this evening.
Og her til aften vil vi udforske det vers og se hvordan Gud taler til mig.
To make my faith stronger.
For at gøre min tro stærkere.
And a active and committed member of his church in this world.
Og gør mig til et aktivt og hengivent medlem af hans kirke i denne verden.
Where we are called to be a witness of Christ to our generation.
Hvor vi er kaldet til at være vidner for Kristus til vores egen generation.
These verses are in the context of Jesus' dialogue with Nicodemus.
Det her vers optræder i en sammenhæng hvor Jesus har en dialog med Nicodemus.
We have already heard part of the story through the children this evening.
Og børnene har tidligere på aftenen fortalt os en del af historien.
Nicodemus was a teacher of law in the temple and a member of the Sanhedrin, the governing council of Israel.
Nicodemus var en lovlærer i Israel og medlem af Sanhedrinen, som var det regerende råd i Israel.
And he is specifically impressed with the signs Jesus is bringing or is causing in the midst of them.
Og han er specifikt imponeret af de tegn Jesus gjorde iblandt dem.
We know when we think about the closing of the Gospel of John,
når vi tænker på hvordan Johannes evangeliet slutter,
that the miracles, the signs of Jesus,
så ved vi, at miraklerne, tegnene, som Jesus gør,
were not a spectacle in itself.
Det var ikke et show i sig selv.
But they were means to bring people to Jesus and to bring them closer to God through faith.
Men det var midler til at bringe mennesker til Jesus og drage dem tættere mod Gud i troen.
So as we heard, Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night when he was not seen.
Og som vi hørte, kommer Nicodemus til Jesus om aftenen, hvor han ikke bliver set, eller om natten.
And in his dialogue with Jesus, that as you read John 3, you realize that it turns into a monologue.
Og når du du læser Johannes kapitel 3, så ser du, at den her dialog hurtigt bliver til en monolog.
It reveals that Nicodemus, this master in Israel,
og det afslører, at Nicodemus, denne mester i Israel,
didn't understand anything about baptism, about conversion, and about the work of the Holy Spirit.
Det viser sig, at han ikke forstod noget om dåben og om konvertering og om Helligåndens gerning.
Considering his position among his people,
i betragtning af hvilken position han havde i folket,
Nicodemus probably was a great politician.
Så var Nicodemus helt sikkert en dygtig politiker.
He was a respected teacher.
Han var en respekteret lærer.
But he struggles to understand the heavenly things.
Men han kæmpede for at forstå de himmelske ting.
The very heart of what Jesus is trying to convey to his people.
Det der var hjertet i det Jesus gerne ville meddele til sit folk.
We have to commend him, however, for coming to Jesus and for asking.
Og vi må alligevel beundre ham for at komme til Jesus og spørge ham.
He sat at Jesus' feet.
Han sad ved Jesus' fødder.
And that the conversion or that this conversation with Jesus had a great effect in the life of Nicodemus.
Og den her samtale havde en stor effekt på Nicodemus' liv.
Can be attested by him joining Joseph of Arimathea after Jesus' death.
Og det ser vi i og med at han sammen med Josef af Arimathea efter Jesus' død.
To give Jesus a dignified burial.
Sørget for at Jesus fik en værdig begravelse.
As we read in John 19:39.
Og det læser vi om i Johannes kapitel 19 vers 39.
You are people important in your communities.
I er mennesker som er vigtige i det samfund I er i.
You are respected in many ways.
I er respekteret på mange måder.
Do you struggle with issues of faith?
Kæmper I med udfordringer for troen?
Come to Jesus.
Kom til Jesus.
Read the Bible.
Læs I Bibelen.
Talk to your pastor.
Tal med din præst.
Jesus then proceeds to teach Nicodemus about the dynamics of the kingdom of God.
Jesus fortsætter så med at lære Nicodemus om hvordan Guds kongerige fungerer.
The work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal the salvific mission of Jesus Christ.
Helligåndens gerning er at åbenbare den frelsende mission som Jesus har.
And to convince the world that he must be lifted.
Og at overbevise verden om, at han skal løftes op.
Obviously a reference to the cross of Christ.
Og her er det en åbenbar henvisning til Kristi kors.
And to convince that everyone who would believe in him would have eternal life.
Og for at overbevise om, at alle, der tror på ham, skal få evigt liv.
Then Jesus exposes the heart of the matter.
Jesus han udlægger her hjertet i sagen.
It all was only possible because God so loved the world.
Det hele var kun muligt fordi Gud elskede verden så højt.
That gave his one and only son.
At han gav sin eneste søn.
That whoever believes in him would have eternal life, would not perish, but have eternal life.
Og at enhver, som tror på ham, ikke skal fortabes, men have evigt liv.
So at the heart of our Christian faith is the love of God for all of us.
Hjertet i vores kristne tro er Guds kærlighed til os alle sammen.
The Father demonstrates his love by sending his son.
Faderen demonstrerede sin kærlighed ved at sende sin søn.
The Son demonstrate give evidence of his love given his own life on the cross.
Og sønnen demonstrerede beviste sin egen kærlighed på korset.
The Holy Spirit demonstrates his love for us convincing us of our need of God, convincing us of our sin.
Helligånden demonstrerede sin kærlighed til os ved at overbevise os om synd.
and creating in our hearts a saving faith that apprehends the gift of God for us.
Og ved at skabe en frelsende tro i vores hjerter, som tager imod Kristus som gave.
And then he daily helps us to live by the truth.
Og at han daglig hjælper os til at leve ved sandheden.
In the world, but not of the world.
I verden, men ikke af verden.
So God's love has changed everything. God's love brought a fundamental change on the way we live and on the way we see our future.
Guds kærlighed har bragt en fundamental ændring til den måde vi lever på og hvordan vi ser vores fremtid.
Unfortunately, because we so frequently take things for granted, because we so frequently are so earthly.
Desværre er det sådan, at vi så tit tager ting for givet, fordi vi er så jordiske.
We not always give due importance to the heavenly things.
Vi forstår ikke altid at prioritere de himmelske ting.
And at times our Christian life becomes relaxed and even secondary.
Og til tider bliver vores kristenliv afslappet og endda sekundært.
However, brothers and sisters, we are called, even being in the world, not to be of the world.
Men brødre og søstre, vi er kaldet til at være i verden, men ikke af verden.
But under the light of God's love to walk every day in Christ Jesus.
Vi er kaldet til under Guds kærlighed at vandre hver dag i Jesus Kristus.
Putting on the armor of God to protect us from the forces of evil.
At vi skal tage Guds rustning på for at beskytte os mod det ondes kræfter.
I may say this in many ways, but using the biblical language, the world tempts us.
Jeg kan sige det her på mange måder, men med det bibelske sprog, så er det sådan, at verden frister os.
The devil tempts us, our flesh tempts us.
Djævelen frister os, vores kød frister os.
In one of his parables, in Mark 13:22, Jesus says,
og Jesus siger en af sine lignelser i Markus kapitel 22,
the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth can choke us, making us unfruitful.
Denne verdens bekymringer og de materielle goders bedrageriske natur kan gøre os, kan friste os og gøre os ufrugtbare.
Therefore, the call is walk under God's protection.
Og kaldet til os er derfor, vi skal vandre under Guds beskyttelse.
Always keeping in mind that our struggle is not against other people.
Vi skal altid holde det for øje, at vores kamp er ikke mod andre mennesker.
But against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Nej, vores kamp er mod denne verdens mørke kræfter og åndsmagterne i himmelrummet.
May we meditate, repent and turn back to our God, accepting the gift of forgiveness and placing ourselves under his protection.
Må vi meditere og omvende os og vende os til den kærlige Gud og tage imod hans tilgivelse som gave og stille os under hans beskyttelse.
Do you or do we fully understand the extension of God's love for us?
Forstår vi, forstår du fuldt ud den kærlighed, som Gud rækker frem mod os?
In an interview to the magazine Psychology Today,
i et interview i tidsskriftet Psychology Today,
a woman married for 43 years revealed her secret for such a long marriage.
Der var der en kvinde, som havde været gift i 43 år, og hun afslørede hemmeligheden bag sådan et langt ægteskab.
She says, if you are thinking about getting married,
hun sagde, hvis du overvejer at blive gift,
you should know that marriage is not about fairness at all.
Så skal du vide, at ægteskab ikke handler om at være fair.
Marriage is about love.
Ægteskab handler om kærlighed.
Marriage is not about an exchange. I give you 50% and you give me back 50%.
Ægteskabet er ikke en udveksling af varer, som vi kender det. Jeg giver dig 50%, du giver mig 50% tilbage.
She says, I have learned in my own experience that marriage is about giving 100%.
Hun siger, jeg har lært af egen erfaring, at ægteskabet handler om at give 100%.
Is it crazy?
Er det tosset?
I hope I am not scaring any of you.
Jeg håber ikke, at jeg skræmmer nogen af jer.
And then she continues saying, this is God's way.
Og hun fortsætter med at sige, det er Guds vej.
She said that on her long journey in marriage.
Og hun fortæller, at på sin lange vandring i ægteskabet.
In many moments she could not give more than 10%.
Så har der været mange øjeblikke, hvor hun ikke var i stand til at give mere end 10%.
But that was compensated for the fact that her husband loved her 90%.
Men det blev der kompenseret for ved det faktum, at hendes mand så elskede hende 90%.
And we have to say God loves us always 100%.
Men det er sådan, at Gud elsker os altid 100%.
If I can understand that, then I will always have enough love, compassion, goodness to pass on to others, to my husband, to my children, to those surrounding me.
Og når jeg begriber det, vil jeg altid have nok kærlighed til at kunne give videre til børn og familie og de mennesker, der er omkring mig.
Because it is not my love, it is a love that is supplied to me by God's love.
Det er ikke min kærlighed, men en kærlighed, der gives til mig, Guds kærlighed.
Don Quixote, the main character in the classical Spanish novel by Miguel de Cervantes.
Hovedpersonen Don Quixote i den klassiske spanske roman af Miguel de Cervantes.
He's a highly intelligent person.
Han er en meget intelligent person.
But largely unable to see the world as it is.
Men i det store hele er han ude af stand til at se verden som den er.
Don Quixote decided to reinstate the chivalric code of the knights errant.
Og Don Quixote besluttede at reinstallere den ridderlige æreskode fra riddertiden.
And he would always be in the company of his squire Sancho Panza.
Og han blev altid ledsaget af sin væbner Sancho Panza.
So Don Quixote decides to go for a great adventure to buy the love of his beloved one.
Og Don Quixote besluttede sig for at tage på et stort eventyr og vinde sin elskedes kærlighed.
His lady called Dulcinea.
Og den kvinde han efterstræbte hed Dulcinea.
He's a crazy fellow.
Og han er en skør fyr.
He will fight windmills as if they were knights.
Han kæmpede mod vindmøller som om de var riddere.
And he would see castles where there are only inns.
Og han så borge og fæstninger hvor der bare var værtshuse og kroer.
In the book, he never meets his ideal love, Dulcinea.
I bogen der møder han aldrig sin kærlighed, Dulcinea.
But in a spurious version of the book written for theater or for theater play.
Men i en uægte version af bogen, som blev skrevet for teater.
Don Quixote meets Dulcinea in a inn.
Så møder Don Quixote Dulcinea på en kro.
He calls her Dulcinea, my sweetness.
Og han kalder hende Dulcinea, min søde.
But he receives a very, very harsh answer.
Men han får et meget hårdt svar tilbage.
My name is not Dulcinea, my name is Aldonza Lorenza.
Mit navn er ikke Dulcinea, mit navn er Aldonza Lorenzo.
Dulcinea is a very important character here because she brings together all his ideal of the perfect woman, of the perfect love.
Og Dulcinea her er en vigtig person. Hun nemliggør hans ideer om den perfekte kvinde.
In Don Quixote's mind, She was beautiful and virtuous, and she was a great person.
For Don Quixote, der var hun dydig og smuk, en fantastisk person.
And in his head only, she would compensate her lack of nobility or of pure blood by her good deeds.
Og for ham så opvejede hun manglen på et fint stamtræ ved gode gerninger.
In reality, Aldonza Lorenzo is no more than a very humble, uneducated woman, a woman of lower life.
I realiteten er Aldonza Lorenzo blot en uuddannet kvinde af lavere samfundslag.
But as the play moves on,
men efterhånden som forestillingen skrider frem,
Aldonza Lorenzo becomes less and less hostile to Don Quixote.
Så bliver Aldonza mere og mere, mindre og mindre fjendtligt indstillet over for Don Quixote.
And gradually they develop a friendship and love for him.
Og hun begynder lidt efter lidt at udvikle venskab med ham og en kærlighed til ham.
Don Quixote's idealistic love gradually makes Aldonza, it gradually changes Aldonza.
Og Don Quixotes idealistiske kærlighed ændrer gradvist Aldonza.
Love changed Aldonza.
Kærlighed ændrede Aldonza.
Making her Dulcinea, my sweetness.
Og det gjorde hende til Dulcinea, min søde.
God's love has changed us forever.
Guds kærlighed har forandret os for bestandig.
And Jesus' love for us was not an idealistic love.
Jesus' kærlighed til os var ikke en idealistisk kærlighed.
It was based on an incarnate love.
Den var bygget på en inkarneret kærlighed.
Grounded in a whole life of obedience to his heavenly Father.
Den var grundlagt i et helt liv i lydighed mod faderen.
And a commitment to the mission God has placed in his hands.
Og en hengivelse til den mission, som Gud havde tilrettelagt for ham.
And his love can be seen in the scars in his hands and on his side, on the marks of the crown on his head.
Og hans kærlighed kan ses i arrene, i hans hænder og efter tornekronen.
And you probably have noticed that even when the resurrected Jesus appears to Thomas.
Og I har sikkert bemærket, at da den opstandne Jesus viser sig for Thomas,
the marks of his love were present.
Så var mærkerne, arrene fra hans kærlighed til stede.
God's love protects us.
Guds kærlighed beskytter os.
It makes us better.
Den gør os bedre.
It gives us an honor that we don't have.
Den giver os en ære, som vi ikke har.
It covers our sins.
Den dækker vores synd.
We call this technically justitia imputata.
Et teknisk udtryk for det er justitia imputata.
That is, it is something that it is not ours and we have not conquered. It was given to us.
Det er noget, som ikke er vores, og som ikke har vundet. Det blev givet til os.
And when allow God to do his work in our life, he fills our life with the fruits of the Spirit.
Når vi lader Gud få lov at arbejde i vores liv, så fylder han os med åndens frugt.
And promises eternal life.
Og lover os evigt liv.
May the Lord always give us a informed and strong faith.
Må Herren altid give os en velinformeret og stærk tro.
May his love always encourage us to a life of service.
Må hans kærlighed altid opmuntre os til et liv i tjeneste.
Service to him and service to the world around us.
I tjeneste til ham og verden omkring os.
And may the Lord help us to be in the world without being in the world.
Og må Herren hjælpe os til at være i verden uden at være af verden.
Bringing, spreading his love.
At bringe og udbrede hans kærlighed.
And the peace of God, which surpasses our human understanding, keep our minds and hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Og Guds fred, som overgår al menneskelig forstand, bevar vores tanker og hjerter i Jesus Kristus. Amen.